Radio News Corps reports.
On April 14, 2005, the Observatory for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders launched its 2004 annual report, Human Rights Defenders on the Frontline.
The 2004 annual report of the Observatory for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders, a joint program of the International Federation for Human Rights, FIDH, and the World Organization Against Torture, OMCT, addresses the cases of 1,154 defenders and nearly 200 human rights organizations, also known as NGOs, trade unions, institutions, and more, targeted by acts of repression in about 90 countries.
Although this report does not pretend to be fully exhaustive, the doubling of the number of cases handled by the Observatory in 2004 compared to the 2003 annual report is revealing of a deteriorating situation of human rights defenders and thus of the erosion of human rights in the world.
In 2004, human rights defenders in Africa carried on their activities under high pressure and hostility. They were subjected to threats and intimidation in Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea-Bissau, and Mauritania, as well as the serious acts of violence in Gambia and Zimbabwe.
Repression mainly took the form of limiting their freedom of expression, since governments poorly tolerated criticism of their policies and denunciation of human rights violations on their territories. The adoption of restrictive pieces of legislation became also more systematic as part of methods to neutralize civil society, whose role is still far from being accepted, in, for example, Ethiopia, Rwanda, and Zimbabwe.
Defenders were also marginalized by campaigns aimed at discrediting them, organized by the authorities, the DRC, Mauritania, and Togo, and often relayed by pro-governmental NGOs that have become more and more present on both national and international scenes.
Finally, as well as being affected by the direct consequences of conflict throughout Africa, defenders denouncing human rights violations in Darfur, Sudan, Côte d'Ivoire, and in Kivu, DRC, were subjected to threats and severe hindrances to their activities.
In Sudan, the ceasefire agreed to between the Sudanese government and the rebel forces of the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, on December 31, 2004, and which resulted in the signing of comprehensive peace accords in Nairobi on January 9, 2005, is a sign of hope.
However, the violent armed operations in the Darfur region, where the conflict is ongoing since February 2003, implies an escalation in the massive human rights violations perpetrated against civilian populations, including summary executions, forced disappearances, arbitrary arrests, and detentions, torture, rape, and displacement of populations.
In this context, human rights defenders continued to be severely repressed, most particularly those who fought against the ongoing impunity of international crimes perpetrators. In addition, access to the Darfur region was far from secure for international humanitarian personnel. Access to information also remained strictly limited. Although censorship was officially lifted in 2003, journalists disseminating information about the situation in Darfur were fiercely repressed in 2004.
The 2004 annual report is available on the internet sites of FIDH and OMCT.
This information has been provided by the World Organization Against Torture.
This program has been produced by Radio News Corps with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on April the 18th, 2005.
You've been listening to Radio News Corps.